呢
？And before this point，
我们看四章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 4 verse 1。
在这章里面，他那个情绪高高低低啊。
And within this chapter, we can see that his mood goes up and down。
那他最后是归于正常的生活。
And towards the end, he ends up living his usual lifestyle。
四章第一节。
Chapter 4。
我在神面前。
In front of God。
这个是很在当时非常郑重的一句话。
He said this in a very serious tone。
啊，那个。当然 不可以这样比啊，如果比不信神的人就是斩鸡头啊。
If we can...
可能有人知道，所以下重誓，就在神面前，就是说，如果有一个人你把他带到说，来，在神面前，那，这不是开玩笑的。
If we were to bring someone in front of God, and it means that we are doing something serious.
好，四章一节，我在神面前，然后呢，不止神哦，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
And he says that he's standing in front of God as well as the Lord Jesus who will judge mankind.
哇，这个是非常郑重啊。
It means that he was very sincere when he said this.
没有比这个更郑重的事情。
There's no other matter in this world that would be as serious as
this. 那凭着他的显现和他的国度。
Through his appearing and his kingdom,
嘱咐你
I beseech you,
要吩咐他一件事情
I want you to do something,
把神请出来
that is to have God,
把这个审判的耶稣基督请出来
Oh, he mentioned God, and he also mentioned the Lord Jesus who will judge the world.Who will judge all?
然后来告诉他。
And to tell the recipient of this letter.
在保罗很少这样子的，你看他保罗书信常说啊，我告诉你们，小子长，我吩咐你们。
If we examine Paul's letters, we will find that he tells people many things, but it's very rare that he said this in this such a serious tone.
他晓得他要死了。
He knew he was about to die.
那其实他跟提摩太很熟的。
And we know that he was very, very familiar with Timothy.
外邦人斩鸡头是怕人家不相信你啊。
When someone do not believe in God mention God's name, it is to convince the person to believe in what he's saying.
外邦人是说下重誓什么天诛地灭这样子，但是我这个不是了。
Yeah, so for Gentiles might swear in order to emphasize a point. But this is not the same.
我只是用这样来比而已，就是非常郑重的。
But for Paul, this means that he said this in earnest.
他讲什么？
What did he say to
Timothy? 务要传道。
He says, you must preach.
无论得时不得时啊。
No matter whether it's in season or out of season.
总要专心，并要用诸般的忍耐，各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人，各样的那个功夫都摆出来了。
You must use these various ways to preach.
好，那接下来呢？
And what follows?
为什么？
He gives the reasons behind this.
读了这个为什么，读了这个原因之后，你可能马上晕倒在地啊。
And once you read this section, you might faint.
老板说，哎，我这个公司卖货的公司，我说啊，请你去主持。
There's a boss who's in charge of importing, and he might ask you to do something.
但我跟你讲哦，你去上任之后，绝对没有人要买。
For example, the boss might say you and go and sell these products, but I tell you that no one will buy from you.
你去嘛？当然你去了。
Would you go? You would go because.
你会是不是想说这个老板头脑有问题啊
？But you would go, but you would think that your boss has lost his mind.
保罗跟他怎么说
？What did Paul say to him?
去传。
Go preach.
得死不得死哦。
No matter it is in season or out of season.
就是四季都要做。
You need to do it in all seasons.
下大雨要做。
You need to do it in a rainy day.
美国最厉害的就是那个什么。暴风有没有？中西部常常，你们 德国常常有这里边的消息，就是哇，国家进入什么一级的警戒，因为整个村被什么旋风旋掉了，是不是？我是只是看报纸的。
So for example, in the America's Midwest, there are these hurricanes that can sweep up in the entire village.
也就是说，正在螺旋风的时候也要去，那个头晕了。
It means that even when there's a hurricane outside, you still need to continue preaching.
那这边说呢？因为时候要到。
Because the time is coming.
然后人必厌烦纯正的道理。
Men will despise the truth.
人家都不喜欢了，你去啊。
And you must continue preaching even though others will not listen.
耳朵发痒。
And their ears will grow itchy.
你也晓得他耳朵发痒，你又讲给他听啊。
And you still need to tell them even though they don't want to hear.
接下来你念下去实在是不忍心再读啊。这个是保罗实在是用世上来讲话有够残忍啊。
If you continue reading, you find that this request is rather unreasonable.
不很正常，对不对？
It's not very normal.
这就是世纪性的工作。
This means that this work has to be done at all times.
有一句话说，英雄识时务啊。
There's a saying that goes, the hero knows the time.
这是中国古代人的智慧。
It is a wisdom from the Chinese culture.
你要当王。
If you want to be the king.
中国人最大的成就是当王嘛。
The highest achievement in Chinese society is to be the king.
当王看什么王就是了。
But it depends on what kind of king you become as well.
我记得台中的老总会那公园路那里，我那个初中高中的时候，或是那个有一条中华路那里呢，你算一算那个不下十几个王啊，什么鹅肉大王，那个面线大王，蚵仔大王，那个什么甘蔗汁也大王。那还有一家最印象最深的就是卖，现在没有了，卖鳖的鳖大王，所以鳖也会鳖到大王。
And so in my childhood, where I grew up or studied, there were these vendors that would claim that they were the king of certain products or produce.
要当王怎么
样？ It's kind of funny.
王会写嘛？中国人讲的就是。
And so
天一横嘛，地一横，中间是人，天地人叫三才，你能够。英雄就能够把三才贯穿起来，天地人就是天时地利人和，在最适当的时候连接天时地利人和，你就当王了，这是事实哦。
So in the Chinese character, the word for king is made up of three horizontal lines and one.Vertical line, and it means if you can connect heaven, earth, and people, you can be the king.
你看历史有些历史英雄人物。
There are many heroes in history.
现在如果叫他再活一遍
，If you ask them to live once more,
最伟大的那些人呢，叫他现在再活一次，他能够不能够变成什么国父啦，什么什么什么，最伟大的那些人呢？
If you were to ask all these historical heroes to come and live in today's times and ask them to be a great person again, it seems that it will be very unlikely that they can be as heroic as they were.
他已经要活在那个时候。
They had to have lived in their time in order to achieve so much. And they had to have lived in that place.
哎呦，那些人。
And they had to know the people around them.
保罗呢?
What about Paul?
中文有一句话叫白目。
There's a Chinese saying about being...
如果医生一样,如果你整个眼睛是白的,看得见吗?你没有瞳仁啊。
There's a saying that your eyes are full of whiteness. It means that if you...
没有瞳仁,看得见吗?
Don't have a pupil, can you see?
当然看不见了。
If you only have the white part of the eyes, you cannot see.
人家那个脸已经拉那么长，臭得要命了，你也白目看不见了。
And so there's a saying that if your eyes are white, it means that you cannot see how others are feeling.
保罗就是这样跟他说。
It seems like Paul was like that when he was talking to
重视说,
Timothy.
得时不得时,
there is a Chinese saying that says that you need to know the times.
比较不好了,
you know,
念英文念一次。
Your computer crashed.
Huh? What's up? 帮忙念一下。 In season or
out of
season.
In season or out of season.
那个螺旋风的那一天你不会去撒种的。
For example, if you knew the times, you wouldn't go out sowing seeds.
如果有的话,
in the time of the hurricane.
很特别了。
If you did this, you are a very special person.
明明这个是在螺旋风在之前，你跑去撒，你自己人撒上去了。
Because if you went out sowing when the hurricane is going on, you would have wound up in the hurricane.
我们在五个礼拜，负责人就要讲了，要布道会了嘛。其实布道会不是当然，我们都知道不是布道会的时候才布道嘛。其实是365天四季的。
In about 5 weeks' time, we'll have an evangelical service, and we know that our church council members will encourage us to preach. It means that we should preach in season and out of season at all times, and not just at the time of the evangelical event.
神创造的时候,
when God created the world,
其实在人活在神里面是在要在自然里面活。
When we as men live in God, we need to live in the nature that has been created by God.
就是有神的神性,
it means to have God's nature.
在伊甸园里面,
to live in the Garden of Eden.
照着神的规律活,
and to live according to the laws of God.
那才会生长啊,
and this way we can grow.
所以那个自然生长的比喻哈,
so there are these examples of
Mark
in Mark.
下面有没有人好心送一本圣经上来？谢谢。第四章26节到29节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 26.
这是活在神的自然里面。
It means here it describes how it is to live in the nature, the kingdom of God.
就是正常每个人的生活要这样子哦。
It means that as a normal human being, we must live like this.
你撒种在地上,
when you sow on the ground,
这是在神的国里面,
it means that we're in the kingdom of God.
然后呢, 黑夜你要睡觉,
and at night, you should sleep.
白天你就要起来,
and during the day, you should rise up.
你颠倒了, 那身体会不健康,
if you reverse the schedule, your health will suffer.
你违反了神的规律啊。
Because you have trespassed against the law, natural laws of God.
好了，它就会发芽, 成长了。
And then this seed will sprout and grow.
你要放下你的心, 让它长啊。
And you need to put down your worries to let the seed grow.
你不要半夜起来看。
You should not get up in the middle of the night to see if it's growing. There's no need to do that.
28节他说, 地生五谷啊。
Verse 28 says, the earth yields crops by itself.
地自己会生的, 因为里面有神赋予的能力在那里。
The reason why this earth will yield crops by itself, it is because it has the power of nature of God.
这边借着说是出于自然啊。
And it tells us that it is natural.
你要的是nature吗?
By itself.
By itself. 它里面就有神的恩典在里面。
Because the ground, the earth, has the blessing of God.
你也不用帮这个植物生长。
And you don't need to help the crops grow.
那它有次序的, 先发苗后长穗, 后来呢, 就结成饱满的直立了。
And first, the blade of grass, the plant will grow, and then the head, and then the full grain in the head.
29节啊,
verse 29.
它已经成熟了。
When the grain ripens,
你用镰刀去收割,
then the harvester can put the sickle into harvest.
这是自然的成长。
And so this represents the life cycle of what is natural.
那但是那个宣道呢?
What about preaching?
那个神把以色列百姓召出来,
when God called the Israelites out from the world,
就好像现在神把我们从万民当中召出来。
We it is similar to how God has called us out from the multitudes of the world.
这两个的最后的连接点是什么？
What is common between these two kinds of events?
彼得就是说要我们宣扬神的美德，那叫我们 出黑暗进光明者，就是神的美德了。
Is that in both events, the people came out of darkness into the light, as what Peter described.
我们每个人一生都有自己的理想。
In our lifetimes, we have our own ideals.
你的理想当然是在世上拼的啦。
And of course, some of our ideals, most of the time, would be to be successful in this world.
成功了。
To be successful.
那最后放下了。
And once we're successful, we lay down our life.
再成功的人一定要放下。
No matter how successful someone is, that person has to lay down his life at some point.
有一个人他放不下，他就会永远活着。
If a person is not willing to lay down his life, he will live on forever.
死是撒手人寰，你手不放就不会死啊。那死一定放，无论你再怎么成功，一定放，你不放就死不了。
I'm sorry. So no matter how successful you are, and even if you want to live forever and you want to grasp onto everything, when you die, you have to let go.
但是到现在还没有一个人放不了的了。
And if we look at history, we know that there has not been a single man who has been able to hold on forever.
所以放不了你的就是你的父母嘛，对不对？
In your life, the people who have not let you go are your parents.
一直放在他心上，有一天他也是放了。
They are constantly thinking of you, but one day they will have to let go. That is when they depart from this world.
一切都放了。
And so at the end, everyone has to let go.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us.
在第四章，主耶稣在这里跟撒玛利亚妇人讲完道之后。
After the Lord Jesus spoke with the woman from Samaria.
在约翰福音第四章，它有两个线。
We see that there's a parallel structure here.
对，非常好。那第一个就是宣道。
The first is to preach.
那就是水的问题，跟那撒玛利亚人讲。
It is the event of how Jesus told the Samaritan woman about the water.
那另一个是食物的问题。
The other was about food.
门徒去买东西啦。
The disciples had departed to buy food.
买来之后，耶稣说。第三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行我差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
因为耶稣在三十二节说：“我有我食物了，是你们不知道的。”
Because Jesus said, in verse 32, "I have food to eat of which you do not know."
门徒也不敢问彼此问说：“奇怪，耶稣是不是开小灶了？有人拿东西给他吃了。”
And so the disciples were wondering, maybe perhaps someone has brought Jesus something to eat that they didn't know.
那主耶稣是遵行天父的旨意啊。
But Jesus said that my food is to do the will of God.
做成他的工。
And to finish his work.
做什么工？
What kind of work?
三十五节哈。
35.
你看下去就是宣道。
What he's referring to after you read this, it means to preach.
收割。
And to harvest.
三十五节啊。
35.
用人的眼光说
According to a human perspective,
你们岂不说
It says, do you not say?
收割的时候还有四个月吗
There are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest.
谷差不多四五个月收割了。
After you sow the seed, it takes about 4 to 5 months to harvest.
以人来说，刚刚种下去啊。
And so if you know that you've just sown the seed, then you will say this.
耶稣说,
But Jesus said,
我告诉你们,
Behold, I say to you,
举目向田观看, 庄稼已经熟了。
Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest.
用一般人的眼光来看, 耶稣实在是白目啊。
And so from a human perspective, it seems like Jesus was being blind.
刚刚播下去，你说要收割。
How can you say that you are ready to harvest when you have just sown the seed?
还有四个月呢。
There's still four more months until the harvest.
当然耶稣不是讲一般的收割就是了。
But Jesus was not talking about the normal harvesting.
只是讲像主耶稣一样有这个机会，就像那个撒玛利亚妇人讲到。
It is Jesus' way of telling them that you must preach at all times, just as he took the opportunity to preach the Samaritan woman.
36节
Verse 36.
这是主耶稣的应许。
This is a promise of Jesus.
收割的人得工价。
He who reaps receives wages.
是会得工价的。
It says that the reaper will receive wages.
世上你工作都是要得工价嘛。报赏啊。
In fact, whatever work you do, you will receive a reward.
平常人就是要钱嘛。
For most people, that represents money.
比较高尚的人，他是要完成他的理想嘛。
For people who are
不是为钱工作，为理想。
For people who are more advanced, they might want to feel a sense of fulfillment.
最高级呢，他是为别人的那个幸福，为别人的福利，来出出自己的贡献。
And for those who are even more elevated in their thinking, they might bear the fruit of knowing that their work has benefited others.
人间的工作当然是就是放在人间。
But the work that we do in this world will end up staying in this world.
应该不会说你打下一个江山，把这些江山就带到天国去了。
We cannot say or believe that whatever we gain in this world will go with us to heaven.
但是在这里的收割呢
？But what about the harvesting here?
得工价。
What about these wages?
并且是积蓄五谷到永生。
What about these fruits that are gathered for eternal life?
回到永生的一个工价。
The eternal wages.
所以。无论你是撒种的或是收割的，一样，都一样快乐。
It says that for these eternal wages, both the ones that sow and those who reap will rejoice together.
所以，我们真耶稣教会一百年了。
So it has been 100 years since the True Jesus Church's gospel has been preached.
刚刚我真的在聚完会之后，有一个很大的一个感触。
Earlier, after our morning service, I had a very strong emotion that came over.
Emotion, 应该是一个 impression.
Impression.
我好像看到那个林崇道长了。
I felt as if I saw Elder 林崇道。
因为我初中的时候。
Because when I was in junior high school.
他在台中做见证了。
He bore a testimony in the church in
台中。他说他刚来信的时候。
He told us that at the time when he first believed.
那时候外教会的牧师就，我不晓得，那时候听的跟现在想的可能不一样，但是他的意思是说，那个外教会牧师说，再看看呢、啊，你们真耶稣教会撑不过五十年呐、
啊。The ministers from
有没有人听过这样的
？The minister from another church has said to him
应该有吧
that he didn't believe that this church will stand for more than 50 years.
他说：“你这样说，甲看了，动不过十年了，就是放话嘛，就是台湾话说话衰了。
”It means that he didn't believe that the church would stand.
那他讲的时候已经那个真耶稣教会超过五十年了。
And when he said that, the True Jesus Church had been in existence for more than 50 years already.
那现在要五十年了。
And then it's been.It's been another 50 years.
今年刚好一百年。
And this year is the 100th year.
所以没有像他们说话衰话，你话衰把这件事叫话衰，你自己会衰哦。
And so even though he has sort of bad mouth, the True Jesus Church, nothing good ended up happening to him.
对呀、啊，长老回家了。
And so our elder went home.
我们继续。
And we continue.
那这个工作会继续下去。
This work will be continued.
所以你出去宣道。
When you go out to preach.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn back to Matthew.
马太福音13章。
Chapter 13.
主耶稣在马太福音十三章讲了八个比喻。
In Matthew 13, Jesus said 8 parables.
对，前后第一个跟第八个是要告诉我们，我们是每个人都是撒种的人哦。
In the first and the last parables, he said to us that we are all sowers.
第一个是撒种的比喻哦。
The first is the parable of the soils.
第三节。
Verse
3. 哦，有一个撒种的出去撒种。
A sower went out to sow.
这个是谁？
Who is this person?
是你。
That person is you.
也是我。
And that person is me.
只要是撒种的，就是这个人。
As long as it is someone who sows, then it is this person.
这个撒种比喻是很特殊的。
This parable of the soil is very special.
这个是针对宣道讲的。
It's directly referring to preaching the gospel.
世界上没有这样的，如果以现实来讲，没有这样的撒种的啦。
If you look at it in the physical sense, there is no explanation for this parable.
这种撒种人不存在在世上现实。
In this, in the physical level, this type of sower does not exist.
我是农家小孩啊。
I grew up in a farm.
你种子落在路旁，你不会把它扫进来啊？啊，你要等着那个鸟来吃啊，头脑坏掉。
If you, by accident, sow some seeds onto the wayside, would you leave them there? No, you would just brush them into the fields.
怎么会跑到荆棘去？
Why would this sower allow the seed to go into the thorns and be on the wayside to be eaten by birds?
并且这四种是有的是平均分配的，看起来。
And it seems like this sower sowed equal amounts of seeds in all four kinds of fields.
就是你出去宣道了。
Or places.
这是告诉我们你出去宣道了。
It means that when we go out to preach,
你不要事先先有一个预设了啊，他是路旁地的，哎呀，识时务心是英雄，今天不谈，明天再来。哎，他明天你去，他已经人不见了。
We should not have any preconception of what kind of soil we're dealing with when we preach.
是不问时候的。
It means to not have any presumptions.
你怎么晓得这个路旁地不会变好呢？
Because if you think something is belong to the wayside, you don't know for sure that this will not become a fruitful field.
种子下去。
The job is just to spread the seeds.
不在乎你。
And not to think about ourselves.
因为我们在这个社会受社会的影响很深，我不是说不退了哈。你在社会做事就要这样子，但是在神国有另外一个定律啊。
I'm not saying that what the way we think is not useful in this world. This is how we do things in order to be effective. But in the kingdom of God, we need to do things differently.
小朋友已经不见了。如果小朋友，我们从小要教他要看脸色啊。你不要老板已经臭脸了，你还
example,
明天你就回家吃自己啊？你以为你很厉害？
Example,
我们从小要教他这样子。
When we teach our kids, we need to teach them how to watch for other people's emotions so that we can say the right words at the proper time.
要看时候啊。
And we need to examine the times.
要看脸色啊。
We need to know how others.Feel.
但宣道就不一样了。
But as we preach, this is not how we should preach.
保罗所讲的，不管得，所以得是中文用得这个字不好。得就是你得到或是不得到，其实是不管在时候或是不在时候，就是头那朵也要去撒，就是出太阳也要撒，就是暴风雨也要撒，就是好天气也要撒。
And so what Paul said was that we need to preach in season and out of season, and we need to preach in all kinds of weather condition.
那出去了，种子撒了。
Once the seeds have been sown,
就让它这样子。
We let them be.
因为神会让它成长。
Because God will let them grow.
所以我们来看主耶稣差门徒七十个门徒出去宣道的时候是怎么说的。
Let us look at how the Lord Jesus sent the 70 disciples out to preach.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
主耶稣差遣七十个人。
The Lord Jesus sent 70 disciples.
两个两个嘛哈。
Two by two.
七十就是在旧约里面，就是已经数 就是在主治或是属神的已经满了七十长老哈，就是完全了。
And so the number 70 is a complete number.
七就是已经是完全了，神的创造，十就是人的也是完全，七十就完全的完全了。
So the number 7 represents God's days of creation, so that's complete. And then the 10 represents the completeness in man. So 70 is a double completion or perfection.
第二节
Verse 2.
就对他们说了
He said,
要说的庄稼多。十章第二节
Chapter 10, verse
2. 哎，这一定是这样，庄稼多，人少。
The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
所以要求庄稼的主打发给我们出去收他的庄稼。
Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
如果你读到这里，你已经说啊，我们祷告让神学生多一点，对不对？
So when you read this, you are probably thinking to yourself, it means we should pray so that God will call more preachers to people to dedicate themselves as preachers.
不是啊。
But this is not so.
主耶稣没有说叫神学生多一点。
The Lord Jesus did not say that we should call for more preacher students for preaching.
来第三节，主耶稣怎么说
？What did Jesus say? Verse 3.
所以说，如果个人来讲说，你们去吧，就说你去吧，你不要一直叫教别人了。
He said, "Go your way." It means that you go instead of asking others.
我们每次读那个听到说哦，工人少，已经说啊，祷告让神学生多，不是，是你去，怎么会都是要叫别人呢？
So when we find that there are few laborers, it means that we need to step up, go out to do something.
你们去。
He said, "Go your way."
然后呢？哦，英文实在太棒了 ，"Go your way." 哈。好，再谢谢。说，我差你们出去。
I send you out as.
你出去，耶稣就差你出去了。
It means that the Lord Jesus sent us out.
你不出去，当然就没有办法送你去了。
And of course, if we choose not to go, the Lord Jesus cannot send us.
只要他差你去。
As long as the Lord Jesus sent us.
他就会给你能力权柄。
He will give you the power and authority.
你不会叫一个你有时候你训练小孩买东西哈。
Sometimes you're trying to train your child to go to the store and buy something.
去买。
You tell your child to go to the store.
你们这边比较不可能，因为你们那个距离太大了，我们那边比较可能。
In America, it's more rare because it's hard for a child to walk to the store.
印象很深，我第一次派我小孩，那时候才幼稚园，去对面那个买那个面包的时候。就告诉他这是钱，这是袋子，那当然他们不会骗，就是认识嘛，给人家钱啊，这个袋子带回来这样，找了钱就放在一个，你先弄好啊，他叫他去啊，你不会说空手叫他去啊。
So for example,
是没有这样的父母的。
When my child was in kindergarten, I asked him to go to the baker's to get some bread. So I gave him some money, I gave him a bag, and I.Told him exactly what to do in order to buy some bread and then where to put the money.
他很高兴就去了。
And so he went.
他一去呢，我就把门关起来了，表示说我不理你了。你自立啊，他很高兴啊。其实你是偷偷在窗户偷看。
And of course, I sent him to someone I knew very well so that that person wouldn't cheat him. And so after I sent him, I closed the door so that he would get the signal that he cannot come back.Come back, but then I would observe secretly from the window.
耶稣差你去了。
The Lord Jesus likewise sent us.
绝对不会把你放鸽子的，你绝对不用怕。
We can trust that the Lord Jesus will not leave us alone.
并且主耶稣也知道哈。
And also the Lord Jesus knew.
如同羊羔入狼群。
He sent us out as lambs among wolves.
你想说这个太残忍了，羊羔一定被那个狼给吃掉啊！羊羔是小羊。
You may feel that this is very cruel because the lamb will surely be eaten up by wolves.
不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
虽然是羊羔，你后面有只老虎啊。
Even though we're lambs, but there is a lion walking right behind us.
那个，你靠着 嫁给你力量的这些豺狼都跑光了。
If you rely on the power, the one that is gives you power, the wolves will run away.
第四节哈。
Verse four.
接下来有四个步。
Next, there are four steps.
不要带钱囊。
It says no. Do not carry money bag.
不要带口袋。
Do not carry.
不要带鞋在路上。
No sandals.
也不要问人家安。
And do not greet anyone along the road.
这是保罗所讲专心。
It means to be focused.
也不用烦恼。
And do not worry.
这是你出去宣道，不要你一出去要跟人家传道，又想到家里炉子没关，又。
So,
那个火没关，又门好像没锁好，是不是巧偷会来？哇，想东想西。
When you go out to preach, you should not think about, oh, what if after I leave from my house, a thief is going to come in and steal from me.
接下来你念下去哈。
Let's continue reading.
这是宣道的精神啊。
And this describes the spirit behind preaching.
你平常当然，你平常到街上认识人，要跟人家问安啊，那么没有礼貌也不行啊。但是这是另外的。
Of course, when you go out into the street and you meet someone you know, you should greet them, but this is talking about something different.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
宣道要有一种白目的精神啊。
When we preach, we must act like we are ignorant in some ways.
就是你不用说怕这个怕那个。
We shouldn't be afraid of this and be afraid of that.
有时候有人好心在那个网络上看到好的什么健康的什么方法，也哇这里讲那里讲，对不对？很好啊，我们这个得救的要到又免费，我们有时候讲起来好像不太好意思啊。
There are people who will read up on some health news and then they will start telling all their friends and families. But when they are about to preach the good news, they are rather shy.
我们看路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22, verse 35.
这时候主耶稣已经要上那个要被抓了，要去科西马尼园了。
This is before the Lord Jesus would be seized at the Garden of Gethsemane.
那主耶稣对他们说了。
The Lord Jesus said to them,
我差你们出去的时候没有钱囊，没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么吗？他们说没有。
Lord Jesus said, "When I sent you without money, bag, sack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" And they said nothing.
这是出去宣道的时候。
And this is describing how they preached.
三十六节，耶稣说，但现在不一样了。
He said to them, "But now it's different."
有钱囊的要带哦，有口袋的要带哦，没有刀的要买卖衣服买刀哦。
He who has the money bag, let him take it, and likewise a sack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.
但是门徒也听不很明白了，他们说：“哎呀，我们有看这里有一把刀。”耶稣说：“啊，够了，你们听不懂。”
And but the disciples didn't really understand what he was talking about. So in verse 38, he says, "Lord, look, here are two swords." And then Jesus said to them, "It is enough," implying that they didn't understand what he was saying.
我们一生会要做很多事情。
There are many things we must do in our lifetime.
一直要做着，就去把这个神的这个好的福音传给人。
What we must do always is to preach the good news.Or the gospel to the people around us.
无论得时或是不得时。
No matter whether it is in season or out of season.
就是随便跟人家，不是说随便，就是很简单的哈，时间很短嘛，讲一句说啊，请他来，这也就够了。
For example, we may not have a lot of time to interact with people, but if we have a chance, we can say a short sentence of invitation for them to come with us.And that is enough.
不一定是说哦，一定要有专门的时间、专门的那个地点。当然有的话是最好。
We don't have to think that we need to make a very special occasion or time to preach.
这一代做不好，没有完成，最后等到主耶稣再来哈。
And if we do not do finish the work when the Lord Jesus comes,
我们来想那个耶稣呀。
Let's look back to Joshua.
做一个很整体的思想。
To have a very to have a more comprehensive view or overall.
耶稣亚记哈。
In the book of Joshua.
从第一章开始就准备要过约旦河。
In chapter 1, we see that they were making preparation to cross the river Jordan.
这是头哈，第一章开始。
The chapter 1 is the beginning.
这一整章的头。
And that the crossing is the beginning of this passage.
这是很像prologue.
This is the prologue of the entire book.
那接下来他要进去咯。
And then we enter into the
land. 耶稣亚就是神拯救哈。
And Joshua represents the salvation of God.
神那拯救是要把那个地占领啊。
And the plan was to occupy the land.
所以第五章第一节哈。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
可以描写当时的人哈，在迦南地的人。
Describes the people that were already living in the land of Canaan at the time.
他们只是听到这个消息哈。
They had.Only heard, they heard that the Israelites were coming.
他们心都消化了，就上胆了，吓破胆了。
Their hearts melted and they were very afraid.
然后呢，第六章开始。
Chapter 6.
就开始打咯。
They started to fight.
因为神是他们的元帅。
Because God was their commander.
六七八九十十一。
From chapter 6 to 11.
打了六章。
They fought with the Israelites for 6 chapters.
但都赢了。
The Israelites won every time.
你看第十二章。
Chapter 12.
做一个总结。
It is the conclusion of the entire historical events.
十二章的最后一节。
Chapter 12, verse, the last verse.
最后他们是打赢了三十一个王。
It says that they had they had won battles against 31 kings.
这是所谓的主体呀、啊、哈。如果鱼的话，就是中间部分。
This is the main content or main
main body
main body of the book.
我们看十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
耶稣呀，年纪老迈了。
Joshua's old advanced in years.
然后呢，是神对他说。
The Lord said to him,
你年纪老迈。
You are old.
还有许多未得之地。
There remains very much land yet to be possessed.
做一个结束啊。
Make a conclusion.
你老了。
You are old.
是谁告诉他？
Who said this to Joshua?
耶稣也没有自己说我老了。
Joshua did not say to himself that he was old.
是神说，你老了。
God was the one that said, "You are old."
并且很多未还有许多未得之地。
But there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
怎么办
？What to do?
他会不会说，出师未使身先死啊，常使英雄泪满襟，都还没完成工作就要死哦，不是很难过吗？
God didn't criticize Joshua for not having completed the task.
这个世上的工作是这样子的。
This is the state of the work in this world.
一个很有理想的人。
You have much ideals.
他要创立一个王国。
And you want to build a kingdom.
他去革命了。
And you make a revolution.
革命都还没成功你就死了，所以。
You revolt against the current government, and before you succeed, you die.
不是很可惜吗？
Isn't that pitiful?
但是在神国不是这样。
But in God's kingdom, it is different.
神跟耶稣亚说。
God said to Joshua,
你老了。
You are old.
很多你做不来了。
There are still many things that you cannot finish.
那怎么办？
What to do?
这些你还没有得到的土地。许多土地没得到、啊。
There are much land in the promised land that the Israelites had not claimed yet.
你就把它划分一下。
God said you should divide the land among the people.
一个支派分一点呢、啊。
And each tribe will be given a piece of land or territory.
你分人家的地耶。
So you might wonder, you are dividing land that
你没有得到，让你把它画一画，说哎。
But you draw the map and you divide the land to give to people even though you didn't have the land.
你租一个 condo 嘛。
For example, you rent a condo.
你要去世之前。
Before you die.
你就画哦，这个这一区呢有三栋房子，对不对？那你有三个儿子哦，这栋分给你，这栋分给你，这栋分给你。
And you, before you die, you say that you live in one condo, but you divide up the entire building, and you divide up individual condos to your sons.
你儿子听了想说怎么样
？Your son will think that you are.
你分别人东西给我。
You are crazy in dividing up other people's properties to give to us. That's not real.
不要忘记这个应许地是已经应许给你们的。
But we should not forget that this land has been promised.
这耶稣教会传到地极。
The true Jesus Church will be preached to the end of the world.
这是应许。
It is a promise.
所以耶稣也没做完。
Joshua did not complete the task.
上一代的那些工人做完了他们的工。
But the previous generations of workers have completed their task.
他们那时候讲传到地极。
At the time, they said to preach to the end of the world.
我们现在一样。
Today, it is the same.
如果你认为你也做不完。
If you think that you cannot complete everything that there is to do.
就分下去，你的儿子，你的孙子继续说，一定会成。为什么？因为这是神的应许。
You go ahead and divide up the work to your children and your grandchildren. You know that the work will be completed because it has been promised by God.
所以，无论你是撒种，
so no matter whether you sow the seeds，
或是你是收割，
or you are the harvester，
一起快乐。
You can rejoice together.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
514首。
Let's sing hymn 514.